for all of the back and forth, it does seem like Congress is moving toward getting some kind of legislation on the books. Why do you think this seems like an area where maybe there could be some sort of bipartisan action? Do you think we will see real change come out of it, though? Or
in my case, I guess I should say, Patrick and I first started working when he was still in Congress on a bipartisan basis on things like health information technology. And when I left Congress, I worked with Bob Kerry on two bipartisan efforts. One, 3 years we spent on long-term care, and then one 3 years on Alzheimer's. And then Patrick, very generously, because he knew how long I had been involved in the fight to make sure that mental health was included with physical health as a singular way of approaching human beings, he invited me last year to come to his annual conference on brain science, which was really quite remarkable at the Kennedy Library in Boston. So we have a long history of working together.
But, you know, Shefali, this is not just kind of a bipartisan issue. In a small sense, it's a much bigger paradigm shift issue. So even though you have bipartisan efforts in Congress, they can still be bipartisan and be insufficient. The bills currently in Congress really don't hold a candle to the problem. I mean, whether they be specifically having to do with the opiate overdose problem or having to do with the mental health crisis in this country. You know, both bills have tragically been consigned to that kind of incremental approach that we understand to be legislation, you know, trying to work its way through Congress. It's always kind of small and minimalist.